Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, January 10th, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. We are entering into the section on fall, sin, and judgment. Today we'll read about Adam and Eve's choice to disobey God in the Garden of Eden, and how that brought sin into the world, and how we still today feel the sting of sin. When I am reading the children's Bible with my daughter May, who is 3, she wants to skip this story. And you know, I don't really blame her. I think somehow, some way, she understands the epic difficulty and heartache that come along with this story. Okay, Genesis chapter 3. The serpent was the shrewdest of all the wild animals the Lord God had made. One day he asked the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat of the fruit from any of the trees of the garden?" "Of course we may eat from the fruit of the trees of the garden," the woman replied. "It's only the fruit from the tree in the middle of the garden that we are not allowed to eat. God said you must not eat it or even touch it. If you do, you will die."
"You won't die," the serpent replied to the woman. "God knows that your eyes will be opened as soon as you eat it, and you will be like God, knowing both good and evil." The woman was convinced. She saw that the tree was beautiful and its fruit looked delicious, and she wanted the wisdom it would give her. So she took some of the fruit and ate it. Then she gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it too. At that moment, their eyes were opened, and they suddenly felt shame at their nakedness. So they sewed fig leaves together to cover themselves. When the cool evening breezes were blowing, the man and his wife heard the Lord God walking about in the garden. So they hid from the Lord among the trees. Then the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He replied, "I heard you walking in the garden, so I hid. I was afraid because I was naked." "Who told you that you were naked?" the Lord God asked. "Have you eaten from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat?" The man replied, "It was the woman you gave me who gave me the fruit, and I ate it." Then the Lord God asked the woman, "What have you done?" "The serpent deceived me," she replied. "That's why I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all animals, domestic and wild. You will crawl on your belly, groveling in the dust as long as you live. And I will cause hostility between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." Then he said to the woman, "I will sharpen the pain of your pregnancy, and in pain you will give birth, and you will desire to control your husband, and he will rule over you." And to the man he said, "Since you listened to your wife and ate from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat, the ground is cursed because of you. All your life you will struggle to scratch a living from it. It will grow thorns and thistles for you, though you will eat of its grains. By the sweat of your brow will you have food to eat until you return to the ground from which you were made. For you were made from dust, and to dust you will return." Then the man Adam named his wife Eve, because she would be the mother of all who live. And the Lord God made clothing from animal skins for Adam and his wife. Then the Lord God said, "Look, the human beings have become like us, knowing both good and evil. What if they reach out, take fruit from the tree of life and eat it? Then they will live forever." So the Lord God banished them from the Garden of Eden, and he sent Adam out to cultivate the ground from which he had been made. After sending them out, the Lord God stationed mighty cherubim to the east of the Garden of Eden, and he placed a flaming sword that flashed back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. What is your God shot for today, as Tara Lee Cobble would call it? What is your takeaway? I want us to look back at verse 15, where we find the proto-evangelion. That's a fancy word for the first gospel. This is a hint at what Jesus Christ will come and do to defeat sin, the evil one, and death. Here, just kind of like hidden away in verse 15, he will crush your head. Speaking of the man, the Savior will crush the head of the serpent, and you will strike his heel, meaning that we will constantly be nipped at by the evil one.
But ultimately, Jesus Christ will win the victory for us. The other thing that I have as a takeaway is the fact that God was so merciful to Adam and Eve in that he made them clothing from the skins of animals. Even in our sin, God beckons us to himself. That's why God said to the people, to Adam and Eve in the garden, "Where are you?" It wasn't that he didn't know where they were. He was just giving them an opportunity to come in repentance and in faith back to him. Will you pray with me? Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.